No soda. 4 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Towards the beginning of this, we said your Parshas Hos Chanan, we find the following pasuk right at the Sheni. It says in the Perek Dalet pasuk Tes, Rak Hishama Lecha Shmo Nafshcha Ma'od Pentishka Chasadvarim Asher Ro Necho Penyosu Mevavcha Koy Mechayecha Vadatim Levanecha Belivnei Vanecha. Beware for yourself and greatly as this and greatly beware for your soul, lest you forget the things your eyes have beheld, and lest you remove them from your heart all the days of your life, and make them known to your children and children's children. In other words, be very careful, beware. That's what the Lashon means. Watch yourself, guard yourself very carefully, lest you forget all the things that you learned. Namely, as it goes on in the next pasuk, the day you stood at Har Sinai and so on, and received the Torah and the mitzvahs, this you're supposed to transmit to your children and your children's children. That's the phrase that appears here. A few psukim later, it says a very similar lashon, pasuk tes vav. That was pasuk tes. The pasuk tes vav, it says, v'nishmarta ma'od l'nafshostechem. Care for your souls very carefully. Kilori sam koltuna b'yom asher, b'yom dibra asher, al-kechem b'char b'intafesh. Because you saw no image and any likeness on the day that Hashem spoke to you at Har Sinai from the midst of that fire. And then there are various psukim that follow, which are azharas, which are warning concerning not to make idols and avodah zarah and so on. So in context, these psukim have to do with warnings not to forget Mamad Har Sinai, which is one of the things we're always supposed to remember. The Gemara Brachos on Daf Lamed Beis, bottom of Lamed Beis and Beis, says, tells the following story. Tanur Rabbanan, Maisa b'chosid echad shor mispala baderech. There was once a certain pious person who was praying along the side of the road. Bosar echad v'nosam o'shalom. A certain nobleman came by and greeted him. Lo hechsil o'shalom. But the person was in the middle of Damas. He didn't respond. He ignored the greeting. Hintin lo ad shesiyem tviloso. So this officer, this nobleman, waited until the guy finished his davening. And he said to him as follows, Lacha Shasim Tfiloso, when he finished Dhamma, I'm like, Reka, you empty-headed, you know, you fool. Bahalo Kosov Besaraschem, it says in your Torah, Raki Shomer Lecho Shmor Nafshecho. It says, guard yourself and guard your soul. You have to take care of yourself. Uchsiv and Ishmaitim Odlan Ashosechem. And it says a few psukim later, again, the two psukim we just read. Kishonasati Lecho Shalom, Lomelo Zakli Shalom. When I greeted you, why did you respond? Im Hayisi Chotech Rosh Chabisayet. If I would have chopped your head off with my sword, I would have had the right to do it. Mi Aya Toveyas Domcha Miyadi. Who would complain? Who had the right? You insulted a nobleman? You didn't greet the person properly? And you're punishable by death. Could have chopped your head off and nobody would have stopped me, nobody would have done anything. So you violated your own Torah. Your own Torah says you have to be careful. You can't do things that are life threatening, and you took your life into your own hands. You're not allowed to do that. So he answered, "I'm going to hunt him out. Just wait a second. I'll explain it to you." And he says, "You, sir, were standing in front of the king, the human king. Your drinking buddy came by and said hello, and you were in the middle of talking to the king. Would you have interrupted your conversation with the king to chat with your buddy?" Top of the next page, of course not. And if you would have interrupted your conversation with the king to greet your pal, what would have been the answer? The king would chop my head off. Okay? So he says, logical argument. All right, you're standing in front of a king who's here today and gone tomorrow. And so on, and the Tsar accepted and left him alone. Okay, the story is interesting, and the question is relating to davening and kavona. That's not the topic. What's interesting is that this officer, this nobleman, referred to the how he knew Torah is a different question, but he knew it. So he interpreted these psukim as teaching a person that you're supposed to watch yourself, you're supposed to guard your life. You're not allowed to take your life in your own hands. You can't do something that causes potential danger to your life. And the Gemara doesn't go on to say, yeah, he didn't dash in the Pesukim, probably the guy could have answered. That's not true. That's not what the Torah says. If you look in the context, the Pesukim are not talking about that at all. I read you the Pesukim. The Pesukim are talking about it means the language of beware, don't forget what happened on Sinai. You take the words out of context. It says, Shomer lecha u'shmor nafshcha ma'od. Guard yourself very carefully. Or, v'nishmartem ol nafshcha sechem. You take the words out of context. The fact that the nobleman is right. But lemaisa, we don't find that the Gemara rejected that, that approach. So we accept, based on his tzukim, we'll see that some say this is the ikasos for this concept, that a person is required to do everything he can to protect his life and is prohibited from intentionally endangering his life. There's also a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Beis and Alef, we've spoken in the Gemara before, but Yana Latameh, Da'amar La'olam, Al Yamod, Adam Hakam Sakana. Yana says that a person is never permitted to stand in a place of danger, and saying, don't worry, I'll be protected here, a miracle will happen. Why Shemai and Osin Lones? Because maybe the miracle will never happen. Vim Osin Lones, and even if the miracle does happen, Menachin Lo Mizchiyosov, they're going to charge his record. In other words, he got bailed out this time, but now he has less Zichlios left in the bank. In other words, even if they'll do a miracle, and this guy will be saved from this dangerous situation which he put himself into, so Taka, he's a good person, that Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bail him out. But there are only so many times you can do that, because, you're cashing in the chips. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save you this time, and maybe next time he won't. And Amar Chanan said, what's the Pasuk, my cross? He quotes a Pasuk in Parshas Mayishlach, Katonti Mikola Chasson Mikola Emes. Yaakov Inu said, when he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save him from Esav, right before their meeting, so Yaakov says, Katonti Mikola Chasson Mikola Emes. It means, I have been diminished. As a result, usually we translate "katonti mikolah chasadim." I am not worthy, right? I am smaller than all the great righteous things and wonderful things that Kosh Baruch has done for me. I don't deserve that. And now I'm going to meet up with Esau. But the Gemara Darshan is "katonti." I've become smaller. I've become lessened, so to speak, mikol, because of all the chasadim. I don't have too many zechuyos left. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm meeting up with Esau, and Kosh Baruch has done so many good things to me. Maybe I cashed in all my chips already. Okay, so that's the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Rotzeach. Now, people need to know that the full title of Hilchos Rotzeach is Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. Right, so that's part of it. We say for sure Hilchos Rotzeach, but the full title is Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. The Rambam writes over there in Perek Yud Aleph. That's towards the end. I could just find it here. Here it is. In Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh, says the beginning part of the Perek talks about the requirement to make a makkah. We're reading a few weeks in Parshas Ki Seitzeh, it's for a fence around the roof. People used to go up on the roof, and that's where they dried fruits out. The roof was flat roof, not like our roofs today. With a slanted, you can't spend too much time on a slanted roof. But on a flat roof, you can spend time. So, if you don't have a little fence there, or a gate, or a bar, so someone could fall down. So that's what the Rambam is talking about here in Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchos Rotzeach Ushmiras Nefesh. He writes in Halacha Dalet, Echad Agag, Echad Kodem, Sheish Bo Sakana V'Roish, Sheikosher Bo Adam Yino Amos. Whether it's a roof or anywhere, it's not a din of the roof. It's a din of the place there's any type of danger. To go and try a little be'er, had a well on this property, or bore, some kind of pit. What has water in it or not. All these things you have to cover up to remove any mitzvah. The chain kol mitzvah, any potential stumbling block, sheyesh bo sakonas nefashis, that has some sort of possible danger, mitzvah sesel asir lishamen lohazir b'davi yafe yafe. It's a positive mitzvah to remove it and to guard and be very, very precise about it. Says the Rambam, guess what? Shenemar hishomer lecho shmor nafshecho. Lo and behold, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk in our Seder. So you see, it wasn't just this nobleman that the Gemara says quoted the story, which we could have said, okay, maybe he misunderstood it, because again, in context, that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. But Chazal Darshan, the Rambam quotes it here, Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Rotzeach Halacha Dalet. He quotes this Pasuk, hishomer lecho shmor nafshecho. And there's also a law not to allow any danger in your property. But in terms of our purposes now, for Parshas Vayeshanan, you see that the Rambam understood that this Gemara in Brachas, that the nobleman was was right in terms of the application of the pasuk. Then the Rambam goes on in Halacha Hey, harbei dvorim osu chachomim mipnei sheyesh bam sakonas nefoshos. There are many things that the chachomim prohibited because there is danger. V'chol over alein v'omer hareini misakin v'atzmi malachem alai v'kach. Anybody who violates any of these things says, "What's their right to tell me? I know what I'm doing. I'll take care of my own life. No one else's business, right?" Never mind. I'm not worried about this. I'm not makbir this. I'll be okay with this. Right? Makbir also makas mardus. You get lashes the Rabbanan. The Gemara, the Rama then goes on for the remainder of this perek it off, to give all kinds of examples of things that the Chacham answered because of sakonas nefashos. And really, you pull that right into the next parak. He finishes parak Yud Aleph, a whole bunch of halachas through halacha Tezayin. Then in parak Yud Beis, he begins with more such examples. Now, not for tonight's discussion, is it the case that some of the things that the Rambam quotes from Chazal are taka dangerous? We have greater medical knowledge today in certain things which maybe Chazal thought were dangerous, maybe not. That's not an interesting question. But in any event, the Rambam's basic point is clear, and you're not allowed to do things to intentionally danger your life. This appears pretty much at the very, very end of Chosha Mishpat, the last siman, really, in the Shulchan Aruch. The very last siman, Shulchan Aruch, is in Tov Chav Zayin, the very end of Choshen Mishpat, and the title of Siman Tov Chav Zayin is Mitzvah Asay Lahasir Kol Michshol Sheish Pasakonas Nefoshos and Asiyas Makel Agagav O Yud Sifim. So the last, very, very last chapter in the entire Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Siman Tov Chav Zayin, the Mechaber writes in the Sifalot, Mitzvah Asay Lahasos of a Maker, he's supposed to speak about that, and so on. And later on, towards the end, which is relevant for us, in Halacha, in Sif Tes, says the Mechaber, Har Beidvarim, echoing the Rambam, Har Beidvarim also Chacham Neishesh from Sakonas Nefoshos, Uktsasam Nizbar B'tur Yoredei Simon Kuf Tes Zayin. Some of them were already spelled out in Yoredei Simon Kuf Tes Zayin. The old Yesh Dvarim Acherim, there are other things. Va'elu Hain, Lo Yaneach Piv Alasilon, Mekaleach, don't drink water off of something which is leaking, various other things. The Ramah adds, Ukvar Kosavti Dvarim Elu Simon Kuf Yudvav. I already said this in Yeredeia. Simon Kuf Yudvav, we call that Kuf Tazan. We'll see it in Zion in a second. And the Mechaber concludes the very last Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Kola Ober Al Dvarim Elu Chutzvam Ba'omah Harinim Misakim Ba'atzmi Umal Achem Alay V'kach Oinim Makbicha Makin Oso Makas Mar. This man is verbatim from the Rambam. And just adds, because this is the end of the Shulchan Aruch, he wants to add on getting Makas Mar, he says, "Va'nizer behem olav tovo birchos tov." Somebody's nizer about it is going to be blessed with the good things. So you see again the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the Chazal were very careful. You take a look in Yoredeia Simon Kuf Tezayin. Okay, I'm not going to spend the time now reading all of them, but let's find it here. Simon Kuf Tezayin. The topic there is things dvarim asur mishum giloy. There's a suspicion that if you leave water or liquids open, they're afraid that snakes or other poisonous creatures may come in and sip some of the water and leave some of their venom. Again, it's questionable whether medically that's so, but anyway, that's giloy. So that's the theme in that section. So the in Sif Hei, and the Chaber writes, and the Ramu actually writes, Ramu writes in Sif Hei, and here he uses a phrase from the Gemara Chulin Daf Yud, "Ki sakanta chamira meisura." Sakana, danger, was more stringent when it comes to danger than we are with this sort of hetter. V'yesh lachosh yoser l'sofek sakana milasofek iser. He says the person should be more makpid. Many people are makpid. Oh, this is oser. Dangerous. I don't worry about it. Says the Ramon, not true. Yeah, I'll read the lashon again. Yesh lachosh yoser l'sofek sakana milasofek iser. You have to be more careful about some l'sofek sakana or sofek than l'sofek iser. That's when not to walk in a dangerous place or to drink water from places you don't know where the water comes from. And again, it gives numerous examples which you aren't going into. And it's interesting, the poskim have a discussion when he says that they were more machmir, more concerned about issues relating to sakana than they were about the Isurim. There's actually a whole discussion, the Taz over there. in Sivkot and Beis, and the Pesachei Tshuva, Sivkot and Gimel discuss, does the Isser, does the mechanism of Bittul B'Shishim work by something which is Osir? Bittul B'Shishim means we know that if a drop of milk spills into a big pot of meat soups, so as long as you have 60 of the meat against, so we nullify it. Do we apply that same principle to Isurim, and maybe we'll say by Isurim too, a drop of poison falls into a big, you know, so the Taz has a discussion, and he says, no, it's more Chomer, huh?
To poison. You apply it to poison.
Right, you apply the 60 to
Isurim.
To Isurim, I'm sorry, you apply it to the poison, or as much as we do to Isurim. So it says, the Taz seems to obtain the possibility, perhaps even, he writes, Mashma, the Loma Hani Samech, the Shishim doesn't work by Isurim for the same reason, the Chamir is Hakantam Isurim. Because that's what it means. Chazal say that's Sakana. We're more stringent about it. It's not an interesting question. So, but it's clear from the Rambam, from the Poskim Shachar, based on the Pesukim and Aris Sedra, as I said, that this is, you know, this would seem to be the Mukher, would seem at least according to the Rambam to be. As a matter of fact, the Sma, Miris Enayim, back in Choshen Mishpat, Miris Enayim, Sefer Miris Enayim in the Tav Chav Zayim, in Sivkot and Yud Beis, Sivkot and Yud Beis, at the very end, he says, when the Mechaber writes, we read it before, Har Bei Dvar, Masu Chachonim, says the Miris Enayim, Midiksev Yishamer L'chosh Monash Chamaod. It's from the Rambam, but the Sma is saying that's the Ikar Limud, that's the source. And in fact, it's interesting, the Ber HaGola, in Os Ayin, the Ber HaGola was written by Rav Moshe Rifkis, who was the grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. So Ber HaGola usually just tells you when the Mechaber, the Ramor says something, tell you where to get it from. This is a Tosus, this is a Gemara over here, this is a Tshuva Sarashbor, right here. He tells you where everything comes from. But once in a while, he adds a little bit. But for most of the time, the Baragol, you want to know where the origin of this din is, so the Baragol, that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch Noramor, so the Baragol tells you where you can find it. But he writes over here in Os Ayin, he says, Sirla Dehemidu Abonu Vasmechinu Akro Dela'el. Vasmechinu Akro. Okay? These things are probably the Rabbanon, all these Isurim that we mentioned are the Rabbanon, but they just have an Asmachta from the Pasuk. When we call Mokom Makin, I'm going to throw Shar Mitzvah Drabbanon. You get Makas Maz, you realize it like any other Drabbanon. Inami, but he says, Kimu Shem Daraisa. He says, but others hold on, it's Taka Daraisa. We take the Psukim and I said, you literally, Shamal Chol Shmo Nash Chamaod, Mishmartam and Ashasechem, it's a Din Daraisa. All these things are not Drabbanon, they're Din Daraisa. It's interesting, Machlokas. So, therefore, Bi'almo, it's clear that a person is not permitted to go ahead and do something that is dangerous. Now we come to an interesting question. What if you're doing something which is dangerous for the sake of helping somebody else who's in a dangerous situation? Are you allowed, are you obligated, are you allowed to put yourself into a situation of danger when you're doing it not stam because you want to, you know, flaunt it or whatever, but because someone else is in danger now? Let's say I'm a somewhat of a good swimmer, not a great swimmer, and somebody's drowning. So by my jumping into the water, if I don't know how to swim at all, so if I say stuff, I don't have to drown myself. But if I'm a decent swimmer, not a great swimmer, there are rapids, whatever it may be, you know, and that's why I see someone's drowning, so am I allowed to go in, even though I'm taking, I am risking my life. Or if this would certainly be, ordinarily, it would be awesome for me to jump. It says a big sign, dangerous water. So ordinarily, it would be awesome for me to jump into such water, right? Because, as I said, rip tides, whatever it is, okay. But I'm going in because I have to save somebody. So if I'm such a trained, then of course I have to do it. But let's an average person. So that's the question, really. Is a person is permitted to do that. Now, let's understand that that's a very big mitzvah to save somebody. That's a Gemara in the Sanhedrin, of Ein Gemara Aleph. The Gemara says, Minayin l'ro'es chaveru shetoveh benaro chayu gorato listening boy in love shev chayv lasil tamen lo malo samar adam reyecha. The Pasuk Kedoshim, it says, and we've spoken this out before, it says, Lo Samal Damriach, you can't stand idly by the blood of somebody else. So if you see someone drowning, or you see him being attacked by an animal, or he's being mugged by thieves, bandits, whatever it is, and you're in position to help, you have to do it. That's a din, Lo Samal Damriach. The Rambam writes earlier in Hilchos Vatzeach, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Dalet, the Rambam writes, Kol HaYochel LaHatzev Lo Hitzel, somebody who has the capacity to save somebody else didn't do so, over Lo Samal Damriach. B'chein haro es chaveru tove v'yam, always timboi malav, ochai robo alav, yochol asilo hu ba'atzmo, either he can save him, or you can, oshe yiskor achem asilo, you know, give some guy $10, go save him, you know, I can't do it, I'm an old man, but the young fit fellow, you give him here $25, go save that guy, okay, so then you have to do it, otherwise you violate this little samal damar echo. or you overheard somebody plotting against him, okay, they're setting a trap for him, you gotta let the guy know. Look, I was telling you, I heard them talking, they're gonna try and set you up, and so on and so forth, you gotta let him know. Or you know someone's starting up, but you have the capacity, you're friendly with this guy, so don't do it, you know, this guy, you tell him, you know, we'll work it out, don't worry, and you don't do all these things. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch in the previous siman. We read Tav Chav Zayin, which is the last siman in Shulchan Aruch, the second to last siman in Shulchan Aruch, Tav Chav Vav in Choshen Mishpat, says there, Haroes Chaveru Tove Bayam, Alisim Bayin Love, Chayro Ba'alav, and all these things, it's you have to save him, otherwise you violate Losamal Adam Yechah. So my question now is, what happens when there's a conflict between these two values? There's a conflict between siman Tav Chav Vav in the Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, and Tav Chav Zayin. Tav Chav Vav says that you have to save somebody. Chayav, or the title of sin in Tav Chav Vav in the Shulchan Aruch is, Choshen Mishpat again, Chayav Adam Lahatzelos Chavera Bein Begufa Bein Bemona. A person is obligated to try and save somebody else, whether it costs effort, time, or it's financial outlay, whatever it is. But sin in Tav Chav Zayin, like I read before, is, you're not allowed to put yourself in danger. So what happened? Those two things conflict. So the Kesef Mishnah, on the Rambam there in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Hotzeach, Halacha Yud Dalet, when the Rambam says, Kol Yotz Ochol Ahatzel Ohitzel violates Osama Adam Reach, if you can save somebody, you fail to do so, yeah, that's a violation of the law. And he quotes the source, the Gemara on Hedin, Ayin Gimel, that we mentioned before. Okay. Then he writes, the very end, the Yerushalmi Masik, Afilu Lahachnis Atzmo B'Sofik Sakona Chayev. The Beis Yosef Karo and the Kesef Mishnah, he says the same thing in the Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Chav Vav. Okay, I don't have a tour here, but you'll take more if you look it up yourself. It says, well, it's the same author. Beis Yosef Karo wrote the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam. He wrote the Beis Yosef on the tour. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch too. So he met, you know, they bring it in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Yerushalmi, in the Beis Yosef and the Kesef Mishnah, both, the Beis Yosef Karo writes, and again, his Lashon, Yerushalmi Masik, the Yerushalmi concludes, Afilu Lahachnis Atzmo B'Sofik Sakona Chayav. Even if you have to put yourself in a case of suffix sakana, you are obligated to do so. So that's the psalm. Chumra, quote unquote. In other words, you're not allowed to endanger your life, but if it's the sake of somebody else, you're mechuyev to endanger your life. What's interesting is that the Kesef Mishnah over there, and the Beis Yosef on the tour, quotes the Yerushalmi, so if people wonder, where is the what Yerushalmi? Who Yerushalmi? Where Yerushalmi? Yeah.
Why wouldn't we just find the text like Mohammed
for sure? That's an excellent question from Muhammad. So here, the Achonim discussed that question. Muhammad is a separate set of rules. Wartime has its own set of rules. The truth of the matter is, you should always be able to say that I'm pumped up from fighting the war. Sakonas nefashos. Pikuach nefesh. Docha kala tarakula. So the Achonim Torah, the Minchas Chinuch talks about it, I think in Tavkaf, the Minchas Chinuch talks about it with regards to Muhammad, and the Netziv talks about it in two places. The Netziv talks about it in Kedushin, the Netziv talks about it in Erevin, in both places, and actually the Brisker of, Revelable Brisker in the Haftarah of Parshas Beshalach, which is Shoftim, the story of Dvorah in that battle. So there, and his the Sefer, so those three places that I know offhand, having learned this before, is where these Achronim discuss, Minchas Chinuch, and the Netziv, and the Revelable Salamachik, they all say that basically in wartime the rules are different. Now it's obvious you can't exempt yourself from war. The nature of war is that people are killed. Because otherwise, how could you ever wage war? Pikuach Nefesh. Right, it's a good question, but it's a different category. But here we're not talking about war, we're talking about a one-time type of situation where, where somebody's drowning and you have the opportunity to save him and so on. So the question is again, Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Beis Yosef writes, and in the Chesed Mishnah in both places, they write that a person is, it's from the Yerushalmi that you do have to put yourself into a state of danger. So the question I said before, the ghost Maimonios and the Beis Yosef talk about this, don't bring this down where exactly Yerushalmi is. In other words, the Beis Yosef cites it from our ghost Maimonides. The ghost Maimonides doesn't appear on the page in the regular Rambam, and the Frankel Rambam he has it, in the back on the Constantine edition, one of the other edition, our ghost Maimonides. But alright, but the question is, nowhere does it say what Yerushalmi is. So the Netziv has a commentary in the Shiltas, Hamek Shela, Shulta Kuf Chav Tes, Shulta Kuf Chav Tes, Oz Dalid. He refers to Yerushalmi in Maseches Trumas, Perek Ches, Halacha Dalid. Maseches Trumas, Perek Ches, Halacha Dalid, it's Daf Mem Zayin Aleph in the Vilna edition of Yerushalmi, where it tells the following story. We'll read it inside. Okay, Yerushalmi says, Rav Issi, Itzad B'Safsufa, a certain Rav Issi was captured, he was trapped someplace, and apparently it was a very, very dangerous place, and therefore, Amar Rav Yonasan, Yikar HaMeis B'Sadino. It's over. Get the funeral arrangements ready. Okay, we can't. He was bandits or whatever the situation was. It was a dangerous location, and basically one of the Amoraim said, "What are we going to do? No way to save him. It's too dangerous to go there." And Nebuch, we have to assume that he's going to get killed. Amar of Shem and Lachish, Reish Lachish, says, "Ad ana katil va ana miskatil." Okay, either I'll kill or I'll be killed, but I'm going in after him. Right, he's a special ops. Okay, Reish Lakish has, in his previous life, he was a, highwayman, highway robber. So, he was a tough guy. And Reish Lakish said, I'm going to go save him, even if it means I'm, possibly lose my own life. So, and the Tziv says, oh, there's the Yerushalmi that the Yosef Karo, that goes, Magen is quoting, because they said the Yerushalmi holds, you even have to be willing to put your life into danger. So there it is, Reish Lakish, the first Amora said, what can we do? The guy's dead, and we have to make funeral arrangements, we can't save him. And Reish Lakish said, I'm going in. Okay, so based on this Yerushalmi, this would indicate that the person is indeed obligated to save someone else. This guy was in a, and the svara is, this guy is in a vadai death situation. For me, it's only a suffix. So I'm allowed to put my own life into a suffix. Again, if it was vadai, then Reish Lakish kills that's idiotic. Vadai's not going to go in just to get shot. But he felt he could do it in such a way that, it'd be dangerous, but he'll come out okay. So Lamaisa, the Tain is that this is the Yerushalmi, and Shulman, this is the Yerushalmi he's referring to. And the truth of the matter is, the Nitziv tries to show that the Baal Shiltas of Achai Gon agrees to this position as well. It's not just the Nitziv, it's not just this Yerushalmi, but it's of Achai Gon as well. And it's interesting, there's another famous Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Samach Beis. Everybody knows the Gemara. I've heard of this case, Samach Beis and Aleph. I read the Gemara inside. Shnayim Shahar Mahalchim Baderech. Two people were traveling on a trip and they got lost in the desert somewhere. Ubiyad Echor Mehem Kitun Shomayim, the famous Gemara. They only one canteen of water, one flask of water. Im Shosim Shnayim Mason. If they'll both drink, then there's not going to be enough. They'll both die because there's just not enough water for them to get back to the populated area. Im Shosim Echad Mehem, but if one of them will drink, there's enough for the one guy to survive till they get back to the Yishuv. Im Shosim Echad Mehem Magil Yishuv. Darish Ben Petura, the famous Ben Petura says, Mutav Shishtu Shnayim Yamusu Ve'al Yir Echad Mehem Misas Chaveru. Let them both have, one guy can't just watch the other guy die of dehydration. They both drink, and if they don't both don't make it, they both don't make it. They both have to drink. Ad Shabar Nekiva, till came along a Bekiva, Veli made, no, it says, V'chei Aficha Imach, your brother shall live with you. Chayecha Kodnana, Chayecha Mercha, your life, the guy who owns the canteen has first dibs. Okay, and therefore he's going to drink it, and if even the other guy dies, Rachman Al-Tzan. So the Chavis Yor in the Tshuva, and the Chuvas Chavis Yor, as Sim Kuf Memvav, says that the implication of the Gemara is like that, because the Gemara says, when do we say that the one who has the water should drink it? Look, he's Medayik and the Gemara as follows. The Gemara's Loshon Bav Metzia there is, Im Shosin Shnehem Mason. If it's Vadai, if it's clear, and the circumstances are clear that if they'll both drink, they'll both die, then Taka, we reject Ben Petur and accept the Bekiva. But if it's possible that they'll both live, then they have to share it. In other words, that adds up to me that the guy who's got the water has to share it, even though that may possibly endanger his own life, because it'll save the friend from certain death. In other words, if he doesn't give any water to his friend, the friend is vadai going to die. The friend is vadai in a life and death situation. He's got water. So Mamela, if it's clear that I'll give it to him, but neither of us will make it, they can tell there's not that much water. They know that they know how many miles away they are. So Taka, if they're both not going to make it, then we pass on give a kiva, and the guy who has it should drink it. But that's only if it's vadai. It's certain that if they split it, they'll both die. But if it's only a possibility, it's a suffix. I don't know. We don't know how close we are. We don't know where we are. If the suffix can both make it, then I have to share it. So the Chavis Yor, Tainas Mishuva, that's like this Yerushalmi, that's like this the Yosef Karo and the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Hagos Manas, the Beis Yosef, and so on. So that's the Nitziv says it's like Rav Chaigon. All these authorities seem to say yes, you have to put yourself into a vadai, into a suffix, that kind of situation. Of course, not my topic now, but this relates to the whole issue of organ donations and so on. You know, it's any operation is dangerous. Am I allowed? Am I mechuyev to undertake a risky procedure? Say someone else is dying, needs my kidney, whatever it is. I can live with only one kidney, but you know, the surgery itself has some danger to it. So that's the question. How do you weigh it? And again, I'm just trying to share with you. Makaros not going to weigh in on what the halacha lamais is, but that's one of the issues. But according to the Netziv, it's the sheet of the Rechaigon, and according to the Beis Yosef, it's Yerushalmi. What Yerushalmi? The Netziv says this Yerushalmi. However, the Sma over there in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Tov Chavav Sif Cotton Bays, he quotes Uvahagos Maimani Kosov the Birushalmi Masik the Tzorach Afil Achnis Atzmo the Suffix Sakana Avorzeh Behaviya Abayis Yosef. Right? He says, according to Yerushalmi, he doesn't say that it's in Shumas, but that's what the Nitzim wanted to say. He says, Yerushalmi says you have to put yourself in a case of Suffix Sakana for this. The Beis Yosef quoted it, because of Zalashon Venir Shatan Nisha Halo Vadai Behu Suffix, like we said before, the other guy's in a Vadai danger, you're only Suffix. However, it says the Sna, the Gamzei Shmita B'Mechaber, but the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't write this. Umar Rabbeinu Moshe the Ramo also didn't pipe up and say it. Okay, so although it appears in the writings of Yerushalmi, Lemaisa, that Shita, whether it's Yerushalmi or that Yerushalmi or whatever it is, but it doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch or the Mechaber or the Ramo, and says the Sma, because Yesh Lomar, Kevin Shah Poskim, Arif, the Harambam, the Harosh, the Hatur, Lo Hevio, B'Piskeim, Yishum Hochish, Mitu Gamkin. Lemaisa, the big Poskim, the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, do not bring this Lahalocha. Maybe it is a Yerushalmi, but they don't bring a Lahalocha. So that's why it doesn't appear in the Mechav and Amos. It may be the Yom Yosef Kara quotes it, but Lemaisa, it's a the Sma says that we don't, maybe it's not acceptable, Halacha. In other words, maybe such a sheet in Yerushalmi, but the Mechaber doesn't bring it. The Pischei Tshuva here, on that same Siman Tov Chavav, the Pischei Tshuva in Sivkot and Beis, quotes that raises the question, he quotes a Sefer called Agudos Ezov, not exactly the Sefer, but he says, he kosach tam nochon ma da harifa rama rosh va tur lo evi de Yerushalmi bezeh. So, and we can ask the question, Zataka, why? Why didn't the Rif and the Ram and the Rosh Natur bring this down? If it's Yerushalmi, right? I mean, you know, it's Yerushalmi, and why not bring it down? So he says, because Mishum Desirei, the Talmud of Didan, our Talmud, the Babli, disagrees. Babli disagrees with this. So he leaves us in the same hole that the Yosef Karo. What Babli? Where does the Babli disagree with this? Who Babli? Okay, I mean, he says Talmud Didan means our Talmud, the Talmud Babli. So Mela, when there's a Machlok, it's a Talmud Yerushalmi, the Talmud Babli. So good that it is Yerushalmi, the Babli disagrees. So the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam paskin here like the Babli. But again, the question becomes, what exactly Babli are we talking about? Okay? As I say, it doesn't exactly say. So Rav Avdi Yosef has a tshuva, and the Chaved Das Chelak Gimel Siman Pei Dalad, he says it refers to a Bavli in Maseches Nida on Daf Samech Aleph. The Gemara there tells an interesting story as well. Read inside Samech Aleph. Where is it now? Here. Yes, Samech Aleph Amud Aleph Maseches Nida. Hanu Bnei Galila. The Nafik Alayu Kala, towards the bottom page, Samach Alayu Nafik. Hanu B'nai Galila. The Nafik Alayu Kala, the Kotel Nafik. Certain people in the Galileans, northern Eretz Yisrael, and somehow the word was out that, you know, that they had committed murder. They were wanted. And it was, you know, there was a posse after them. So, also the comment of Tarfon, they showed up at the doorstep of Tarfon. Amule lit marina and mar, hide us. Right, the sheriff's after us. Okay, hide us. Amalahu, some tarfin now. This is a famous gemara because it's one of these gemaras that talks about whether you're allowed to accept lashon hara. That's what comes up in that regard. So, hechin navid, what should I do? Says the tarfin. Elo et marinchu chazi yisaychu. They'll see if I don't hide you. Taka, they'll catch you. They'll catch you. They'll kill you. Et marinchu, but if I do hide you. So it's true, there's Lashon Hara about you guys. There's Lashon Hara that you committed murder. That's pretty bad Lashon Hara, that you're murderers. So Hamar Rabbanan Hai Lishna Bisha, regarding Lashon Hara, Afal Gav De LeKabula Lo Mabayi, you're not supposed to believe Lashon Hara, right? You're not supposed to accept Lashon Hara as fact, but Mechesh Le Mabayi. But you can be suspicious that it may be true. You're not supposed to believe Lashon Hara as fact, but you can, you know, be cautious because you heard something about somebody. So therefore, Zilu Atun Tamirash, you want to hide, go hide yourself, not in my house. Find another place to hide. So he didn't take him in. That's the Gemara. So Tarfon did not want to hide the people concerning whom they had this rumor. Okay, now, Tosus there, Dira Maskelet Marinchu, okay, Tosus quotes from the Shiltas, although we don't have the text actually quoted, that Tarfon's Svara was, that if he'd hide them, he'd save their lives, yes, because they're in a Vadai danger. The sheriff's after them, right? They're going to get caught, they'll get killed. But if Tarfon held by saving them, you know, I'm harboring the fugitives. So I'm in danger of my own life. If I'll get caught, harbor, they'll kill me too. Right now, Reb Tarfon is safe and sound. He's not involved in the case. He doesn't know these people. He's safe. If he'll take these guys in and hide them, and he'll end up getting caught somehow, and now he's in trouble for harboring a fugitive. So he would be in danger of his own life. Okay? And, so therefore, he refused to do it. So that says the Reb Avad Yosef. That's the Bavli that the Pesachei Tshuva, quoting Agudas Ezel, was referring to. Because the Bavli, Reb Tarfon, would not endanger his life to save somebody else. We said from the Yushalmi, assuming that the Nesiv is correct, based on that story in Trumas about the about the Reish Lakish being willing to endanger his life to save somebody else. Okay, that seems to say he's supposed to do it. But you see from this Babli, he says, well, I just say, you see from this Babli that Reb Tarfon didn't want to hide these guys, so evidently, you know, the Babli holds you don't have to do it. And so that's the riot. The Netziv, though, although obviously the Netziv, you know, not quite what you say, but the Netziv is familiar with this approach, and he thinks that that's not a correct approach because he says, he kind of said that Tarfon didn't want to do it because he believed the story was true. Okay? He was suspicious and so on. Had he been sure they were innocent, he would have taken them in. So there's no riot from there. That's what the Tzibah wants, there's no riot. The reason why Tarfon didn't do it is because he had suspicions. It may be true. The Taka are murderers, you know, but how do you, that's what the Tzibah wants to say. And the truth of the matter is, that's implied from Rashi. If you look in the Rashi, the Abdul Masal Mechush on that Gemara, Nida, on Samach Aleph, so Rashi also seems to say that it was a matter of, he thought they were perhaps, you know, perhaps guilty. And the Sefer Chassidim writes, it's in a tough rage, Pei Gimel, Sefer Chassidim says, you're not allowed to give refuge to a murderer, whether Jewish, non-Jewish, and so on. So therefore, he times that there's no riot from this Gemara that way. Whatever, I just say hold it to riot, but fine. And it's in a different place, though, has another suggestion as to which Bavli is being referred to here. Okay, this is in the Hemek Shela to Shilta Kuf Mem Zion, Oz Dalet. He goes back to that famous Gemara Bav Metzia, the Bekivin Ben Petur. So let's look at that Gemara again. Okay, it's a famous Gemara, you know, they're talking about lifeboat ethics. It's a famous Gemara, right? Again, two people out in the desert somewhere, not enough water for both of them. If you split it, they'll both die. If one guy drinks it, he'll make it. The other guy will die. So says Ben Petura, let them both drink it and die. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha, you take your own life if precedent. So says, let's say, let's analyze that Gemara. You think about it for a minute. Is Ben Petura insane? Two people should die. Two guys should die. What does he mean? Read the Lashon of the Gemara again. I have it on the sheet. Let's find the year. The Gemara says, all right, the Gemara says that here it is. No, that's the other Gemara. Shnayim shom ahalchem b'derech. Listen carefully to the words. Shnayim shom ahalchem b'derech. Two people walking on a journey. Ubiyad echem and kiton shomayim. Imshosin shneyam meisin. Imshos echem and magil yishur. Dorish ben tetura mutov shishtu shneyam v'yamusu. Says in the Tziv, can that be that someone holds like that? Mutov shishtu shneyam v'yamusu? It's counterintuitive. I mean, even if a kid didn't have a drasha of v'chayecha kolma v'chayecha v'echa v'chayecha yichaymach, it's intuitive. It makes sense. I mean, it's tragic for the one who's going to die, but therefore, because it's tragic, this kind of drasha better than two people should die. I mean, how could anybody in the right mind hold that way? So it says that it's his. The Ben Patur cannot possibly hold that the two people who split it, they both definitely die. It's pointless. Rather, he says, they should both drink and live another day or two, because who knows what will happen. Maybe a helicopter will arrive. Maybe someone will find them. You know, in other words, the guy who has the water, according to Ben Petura now, the guy who has the water should give up some of the water, even though he has enough water to make it back. If he shares with the other guy, he's putting himself in danger. But it's not that they're vadai both going to die, because no one would hold that way. What Ben Petura means, according to Nitziv, is let the other guy have some water, because he'll live today. Who knows what will happen tomorrow? You know what? A wagon, a caravan may come by and rescue them. Who knows? Now, who knows? It may not come by. So that says in Nitziv, the sheet of Ben Petura. Ben Petura says, put yourself in your... He's right now not in danger, because he's got enough water. The other guy is in a vadai danger. He's going to drop dead if he doesn't have any more water. So give him water. We'll both survive another day or two. Maybe the next day or two we'll be safe. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe we'll both die. That's what he means. Mutav sheyishtu shneim v'yamusu, as a suffix. It's better they should both drink, because there's a suffix situation. So the person who has the water should give up some of the water, even though he's in danger of his own life, because he is required to do that. Put himself in the suffix sakon to help somebody else. That is the sheet of the Yerushalmi. Whereas the Bekiva says no. The Bekiva says not. So the Nitziv says, where's the Bavli that disagrees with the Yerushalmi? It's the sheet of the Bekiva and Bav Metzir. It's the Machlokas and the Bavli, yeah? That's the sheet for the Nitziv.
Why would you not ask him his question on the Akiva as well?
Yeah.
Possibly Rabbi Akiva really was better to leave somebody to die before you're exhausted.
Because he holds that to put yourself in a suffix, you're not mechuyev to do that. That's the point. Rabbi Akiva is putting this, you don't have to put yourself in it. Because remember, this guy's not in any danger. I've got enough water. I'm not in any danger now. Mm-hmm. So that's the point, says that it's in it. Rabbi Akiva holds that you are not mechuyev to put yourself into a potentially dangerous situation to save somebody else. Now, whether it's a minhag chassidus to do so, whether you can do so, that's not as clear.
Right.
Okay, but certainly you say, I'll be din, you don't have to do it. Okay? Anyway, now, and it could be that you would learn, let's say, that Reish Lakish was willing to do, so what's going to do with Reish Lakish? Okay, so Reish Lakish maybe, like you're saying, was that listening Mishra Sadin, that you're allowed to do it if you feel so motivated, it wouldn't be considered suicide or something along those lines. Okay? It was a minis chasidus. Okay? But in any event, this is that's an attempt, sort of creative solution. So we have Mahok, the Bavli, the Shami, Lemaisa. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down your obligation to put yourself in a life and death in a dangerous situation to save somebody else. Sof kol sof, we accept Rabbi Akiva, if the Nitziv's exposition is correct, so we accept Rabbi Akiva as Chayecha Kodman. Memela, that seems to be the approach. Now Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, okay. First of all, the Radvaz, the Shulchan Chela Gimel Siman Tov Reish Chaf Hei, he says a person does not have to, he talks about giving up a limb. What about if it's not putting your life in danger, but giving up an aver, you'll lose your arm, you lose an aver. That's the case he deals with. So he says, I don't have to give up an aver either for the sake of somebody else, but you're allowed to do so, but he has the loss, and if somebody gives up an aver that will endanger his own life, so he calls such a person a chassid shota. Right, the pious person is a fool. Right, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has a lengthy tshuva in Igus Moshe in Yerodei Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Ayin Dalad, And Vidvar im Yeshchiv is Anaf Talad. Vidvar im Yeshchiv Laach Lechod Lachtoch Evar B'Shul Atzolos Nefesh Ochadero. And Tony quotes that Radvaz and Piskei Chul and many of the sources are Sameh Chazal Vayit. And her Moshe's point is that a person is not obligated to jeopardize his life to save someone else, but he is allowed to do so unless it's certain that he's going to lose his own life. So the Moshe allows it. That comes to your point. The Moshe allows it, doesn't say you have to. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan makes an interesting comment in Choshen Mishpat Sif Dalet, over there, the end of it's a talk of Sif Dalet. He says, you know, I mean, you don't have to, but you don't have to be overly medactic. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah, and we'll finish with this, the Mishnah Berurah says this also. The Mishnah Berurah says in Aruch HaYim Simen Shin Chof Tes, Sif Kotin Yud Tes. So you're supposed to do whatever you have to do to save somebody. When we call Mokum, writes the Mishnah Berurah, that in Yesh Shakon Al HaMatzil, if there's potential danger to the guy who's trying to save, he's not mechuyev to try to put his life into danger. The chayav kol and the chayav chaveru. Parfilu sofek sakana nami odif sveiko didei mivadu bechaveru. We pass like the Bavli, the sofek for me outweighs the vada for you. I don't have to put myself in a sofek. Ulam, says the Mishnah Berurah, and just reading what he says, I don't know how you do it. Tzorech lishkol hadvarim heitev. You have to weigh the matter carefully. What if, is it really a suffix sakana? I mean, anything. Walking across the street is a suffix sakana, right? If you walk outside, if it's raining, there's a thunderstorm, it's a sakana. So where do you draw the line? So he says, nope. Again, it doesn't give us clear guidelines, and I guess the Seichel Yosher at some point, it says, sorry, lishko advarim heitev, im yesh bo suffix sakana, but lo ledaktik biyoser. Don't be, well, you know, I can't do it. It's, you know, I mean, if a guy, if, you know, I would say, if you take other risks in life, you know, so you can take this risk too. I mean, that some people are more nervous. I mean, you know, there are people who are afraid to fly, you know, an airplane. It is dangerous. There is some, you know, and that's what, I don't know, some of the comedians said, you know, you ever hear them walk away from a plane crash? In a car crash, people walk away. No one ever walks away from a plane crash, right? I mean, you know, so there are people who are afraid to fly. People, you know, other people are afraid, another person is afraid to go out in the ocean, deep out in the ocean. And people have full support. But most of us do take other quote-unquote risks. I'm not talking about a person who has a skydiving hobby, but many people do take other risks, and that's what it means, lishko advarim heitev. Yesh bo suffix sakana, v'lo ledaktik biyoser. Ka'oso she'amru, ha'medaktik atzo mekach bolidei kach. In other words, you're going to be medaktik with the other guys, like there may come a time where, you know, you need the same service, so to speak, you could have provided. So, I'm afraid I'm not here to give you any, practical, you know, halakhic guidance. Every case, you know, for Rachman Latan, if there's a case of organ, issues and illness like that, you have to speak to Posek and figure out what the situation demands. And I've gotten these shilohs and so on, very, you know, difficult shilohs to deal with, but these are just some of the, issues to bear in mind. Okay, just a reminder, so, next week.